Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you from that great psalm that glorifies God's word so much, Psalm 119, verses 127 and 128. Where it speaks about God's word being right in all things. Listen to these two verses from this great psalm. Psalm 119, starting here at verse 127. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right. I hate every false way. Now, in Psalm 119, in the previous verses, the psalmist was disappointed over those who thought that the word of God was worthless and empty. He, the psalmist, had a very different opinion. The great writer of Psalm 119 answered this low view of Scripture by saying these words, "Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold." Though others regarded the word of God as empty, the psalmist decided to love God's commandments all the more in response. He valued them more than gold, even more than much fine gold. When the psalmist remembered what kind of men considered the word of God as empty, well, that made him love the word of God all the more. When we consider the monstrous men who have been enemies of God's word, murdering tyrants such as Stalin and Mao, we know that the word of God is lovely. When wicked men hate the word of God, it says something good in favor of the scriptures. Their rejection of the Bible makes me prize it all the more. Yet, even above fine gold, God's word, like gold, has inherent value. There are blessings and goodness in God's word to us that surpass gold. Gold can't heal the broken heart. Gold can't relieve a wounded spirit. Gold can't give comfort to me on my deathbed. But God's word can do all these things. With this in mind, the psalmist could say, "Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right." With great confidence, the psalmist proclaimed the inerrancy of God's word. It was right, not wrong. And it was right, notice the words there, concerning all things. When the Bible gives us history, it's right and true. The events actually happened as described. When the Bible gives us poetry, it's right and true. The feelings and experiences were real for the writer, and they ring true to our human experience. When the Bible gives us prophecy, it's right and true. The events described will come to pass just as it is written. When the Bible gives us instruction, it is right and true. It is truly telling us the will of God and the best way of life. And when the Bible tells us of God, it is right and true. The Bible reveals to us what the nature and heart and mind of God are, or as much of it as we can comprehend as weak and failing human beings. With great affection for the right and truth of God's word, he could also say, "I hate every false way." Because the psalmist loved and trusted the word of God so much, he naturally hated every false way. He could not love the truth without also hating lies. And knowing the right and true word of God, he could recognize the false way when he saw it. So today, consider this. No wonder God's word, the Bible, the Hebrew scriptures and the Greek scriptures, no wonder that they are worth more than gold, even fine gold. Appreciate some of the treasure of God's word and do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.